From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new Cuban-U.S. committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties. Speaking at a joint news conference in Havana, Kerry said the path toward fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba that the United States imposed more than 50 years ago.
The reestablishment of diplomatic relations and the reopening of our embassies are critical steps in the long process of fully normalizing our bilateral relations.
A Cuban-American human rights advocate based in Washington said the U.S. move to normalize relations with Cuba might be a setback for Cuban dissidents. Some U.S. lawmakers and prominent politicians have also questioned the Obama administration's decision to move forward with engagement in the wake of human rights concerns. Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece, after the Greek parliament approved the package earlier Friday. Eurogroup chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that there were differences among foreign ministers of the Eurozone, but they managed to solve the last issues.
Of course, we welcome the agreement that was reached between the institutions and Greece on the policy conditionality. It is, to our mind, in line with the key objectives set by the Euro summit on the 12th of July.
Greece needs the money from international creditors to pay $3.5 billion to the European Central Bank. The Eurozone decision also saved Greece from default on its debts and helped avoid its exit from the single currency zone. This is VOA News. Reports from Libya's coastal city of Sirte say dozens of people have been killed in fighting there this week between Islamic State jihadists and rival gunmen. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the latest clashes erupted when a Salafist Muslim group and armed residents attacked Islamic State fighters in Sirte.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdulsalam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Chinese authorities are continuing an investigation into what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in Tianjin earlier this week. Several small fires were still smoldering Friday at the site of the blasts, which occurred late Wednesday in a warehouse storing dangerous chemicals. Officials say the death toll from the blast has risen to 56, including 21 firefighters. More than 700 people remain hospitalized. 33 are reported in serious condition. It is not known how many people are missing. There are widespread expectations that the death toll will continue to rise. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed feelings of profound grief and sincere condolences to those who suffered and died from Japan's past military aggression. While making a highly anticipated public speech on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, Mr. Abe said Japan had inflicted immeasurable damage and suffering upon innocent people. He said what has been done cannot be undone, but that past mistakes should not be repeated. The Japanese Prime Minister upheld apologies made by his predecessors, but offered no new apology of his own. China and South Korea have repeatedly called upon Mr. Abe to directly address atrocities committed by the Japanese military during its occupation of large portions of Asia. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks ended higher on Friday after upbeat U.S. economic data and Eurozone finance ministers agreeing to bail out Greece. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.4%. The S&P gained 0.39. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.